Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Well, tonight we're going to be continuing attempt great things for God. Now, the word or the phrase attempt great things for God comes from an old-time preacher, William Carey, who said, expect great things, attempt great things, which is in line with our confession for the year 2024, which is what our year of divine expansion. It means you must step out of your comfort zone. Amen. Do you know what expansion means? Expansion means stepping out of your comfort zone. Think about it this way. If you have a house and you have 4 rooms and you say you wanted to, you're comfortable with those 4 rooms. Are you? You're comfortable with the 4 rooms. But if you say you want to expand, means now you want to step out of what you're comfortable with. So when you say you want to expand, you will say, you're saying I want to step out of from what I'm comfortable with. So divine expansion means it's a year that you will step out of your comfort zone. Yes. That's what it means. I don't think you guys got that example. Let me say it again. If you have 4 rooms, okay, and you said, this is my house, I have 4 rooms in this house, you're okay with your 4 rooms, you moved in, you've been living there for 5 years, whatever, and then all of a sudden you're like, I feel like, you know, my family's growing, I want to expand. Means where we used to be is no longer comfortable for us. And so I'm going to step out from my comfort zone and expand. So divine expansion means that God will push you out of your comfort zone. Some of you, God cannot talk to you. Some of you, do you know there are some people that God cannot talk to? He needs to be pushed them. Some people, God cannot just talk to them. He needs to push them. Means he will talk to you. He will say something to you. He knows that you will not do it. So you will not begin to make things happen around you that will cause you to do what he wants you to do. Yes. That's what God does to some people. He will push you out of your comfort zone. Amen. There's sometimes disaster is what pushes people out of their comfort zone to where God wants them to be. Oh yes. Persecution. You know, in the Bible, for instance, God told the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, right? To preach in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the uttermost bounds of the earth, basically. But the apostles got comfortable in Jerusalem. All the miracles were happening. They had built a strong ministry there. They had thousands. The Bible said the church grew. In one day, 3,000 were added. Why would you want to move? Just imagine, like, a pastor has a church of 3,000 and then he says he wants to move somewhere else. I mean, that's, you don't think about that, right? And so God knew that there had to be persecution. If not me and you, probably would have never heard the gospel because it would have been a Jerusalem ministry. So sometimes persecution will come to push you out of your comfort zone. Amen. Guess what? I'm not even going into what I'm sharing tonight. And so on Sunday, we're talking about a couple of things, attempt great exploits, attempt to fight for God, attempt new things. Amen. And tonight, I want to share a scripture with you in the few moments we have together. I want to share a scripture with you with the few moments we have here. While my iPad syncs up, I'm going to pull up my phone. There you go. 1 Corinthians 15, and verse 58. You know, sometimes this syncing between devices doesn't just always happen. So, the title of my charge today under attempt great things for God is always abound in the work of the Lord. Always abound in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, and tonight I'm talking to my beloved brethren. So people think when you say beloved, it's only when you're in love with somebody. No, it's my beloved brethren. It's not just my beloved, but my beloved brethren. Yes. Be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's read it again. You know, this tonight we're going to let the scripture do the work. Even if this only this one verse, you will hear this one verse. I have three for you, but I feel like we might just stay here. Have you ever seen someone make good seasoning for meat? You see, we put all the seasoning and then you let it sit. So now we're going to let this scripture sit in your heart and marinate. So that when you leave here, the man of God will be thoroughly furnished, ready for every good work. Amen. Are you ready for that? Okay. So therefore, my beloved brethren. Yes, beloved brethren. Beloved brethren. Do you know you're loved? Do you know you're loved? Do you love each other? Because that was Paul saying to the church. He said, my beloved brethren, say, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. That's the key. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Listen, the work of the Lord is different from your secular work. Oh, yeah. The work of the Lord is that is the work of the Lord, to bring people to salvation. So, sometimes we say, okay, I'm in this profession because I want to be God's light in that profession. And what does that mean? It just means that you want to bring people to Christ through that profession. So the work of the Lord at the end of the day has to do with people's souls. All right. So, and the church is the equipping ground for us to do the work of the Lord. Yes. So if you have no church work, how can you not have work outside the church to increase God's work? That's impossible. You cannot be unengaged or disengaged in the church and say, I'm doing the Lord's work. There must be something you must be doing in the house of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Can you be in labor and not know it? You say, oh, I didn't know I was in labor. Okay, ladies in the house that have been in labor before, can you be in labor and not know you're in labor? Dr. Delia, please help me out here. Am I saying something? Can someone be in labor and not know they're in labor? They say, I just put myself in the hospital, I'm in labor. What am I doing here? They said I'm in labor. You cannot be in labor and not know you're in labor. Why? Do you know why? Because labor comes with pains. Yes. Pressure. Pain. Always abounding. That your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So you can feel pain in the Lord. As you work for the Lord, you can feel pain. And as you go through things, you can go through things because of the Lord. You can feel, sometimes you can be persecuted because of the Lord. Because of you love Jesus. You love the church. You can be persecuted. Do you know that? Yes. People can persecute you because you like, someone say, oh, you like going to church. Where should I like going? The club? The NFL stadium? The basketball games, casinos. Where should I like going, sir? Where? Okay, so next time someone asks you like going to church, say, where should I like going? Answer that question. Tell them, please, I really need to know. Please give me other places I can go. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Say, this church girl, church boy, yes. This club, do you want me to be a club boy or a club girl? No. What do you want me to be? So when it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that sometimes that will bring persecution to you. Amen? Amen. But now it says that your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. And so you will feel pain sometimes when you're working for the Lord. If you're actually doing the work, you will feel pain. Yes, because you cannot labor. Listen, not everybody is laboring in the work of the Lord. Do you know that? Yes. There are some people that in a church, whether they are there or not, the church will function. Okay? Like normal. Not like everything will just go as normal. Now, there are some people that if they don't show up, you will feel the impact. That's when you know you're in labor. Because we'll feel your impact. You cannot be in labor. You cannot be laboring here. The pastors don't feel your impact. Pastor Blake doesn't even. Who is that? Who is the person? I can't remember the person. Who is that? You can't be laboring here and your absence does not make us feel something. Yes, you will feel something. Because you're in labor, there will be a pain. Because you're part of a system, you make it work. And when you're not there, the system should be pain. Amen?
Amen.
Always abounding. That's the word right there. Abounding. Yes. Always. Always abounding. Amazing. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Change la vision. La vision. Am I right? La vision. Yes. I came ready today with my versions. My different versions. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's look at Amplified. The Amplified. It's amazing. Mommy's saying it's amazing. So let's see it. It says, listen, let me read it for you. You love it. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, in brackets, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, you're going to love this. Media team, please copy it and paste it on the screen somehow. Thank you. So they can see it. It's too good for them not to see it. I'll wait for us to do that, just so that we can see it together. How about that? You like that? Well, at least this Amplified is too good for you not to see it on the screen. Yes, just copy quickly and paste it there. Hallelujah. Amen. Always abounding. Always abounding. Always abounding. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. And so we say, number one, you cannot be in labor and not know it. You can't be in labor and not know it. You can't be in labor and not know it. Yep. Shaking the media team a little bit. I'm sure that they are abounding right now. They are abounding in the work of the Lord. They are feeling some pain because I just threw them a curveball. Oh yes, put your hands together for our media team. There you go. Oh yes, that's the Amplified version. Are you sure that's the latest Amplified version? All right, let's read this one, and then I'll read this one, the one I have. Amplified, not NLT, amplified. Okay. All right, let's read what you have on the screen for now. One to go. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord. Okay, now watch it. Always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Turn to your neighbor and say, wow. Being continually aware that your labor, hey, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. Wow. This is amazing. Woo. You've heard the word. We can close. We can just go. This one is enough for the week. Just look at immovable. Lord, make me immovable. 1 hour, Lord. That's prayer. That's a prayer point for one. You know, that's a 1 hour prayer point. Lord, make me immovable. Do you know how many things will want to move you in this life? There's so many things. Every day, somebody wants to move your heart from the word of the God, of the Lord, the promises that God has given to you. The enemy comes against your mind. Things that want to move you from the point of faith to the point of doubt. And so, Lord, make me immovable. 30 minutes. Leko sapa. Lord, make me immovable. Yes. These are actually prayer points. Yes, those are prayer points. So if you're looking for new prayer points, those are prayer points you can pray. Lord, in 2024, nothing will move me from my promises and me standing in faith that I'll see expansion this year. I will be immovable in the promises of the Lord. Yes. Yes. I'll be immovable in the work of the Lord. I'll be immovable in the things that God has said I will see this year. I'll be immovable in the work of the Lord. Always excelling. Yes. Always excelling. Elias, always excelling. Yeah. Always excelling. You know who is an excellent student? You know some of those people in your class. You're an excellent student, Elias. You're an excellent student. Yes. They're always doing well. Excellence, you just expect some, you expect that even if an exam is difficult, an excellent student will excel. You expect an A. If they fail, it's a B. Yes. Yes. That's an excellent student. Amen. That's like, for instance, my fiance, not to brag too much, but my fiance, she's a 4.0 student. So even if an exam is hard for the rest and she fails, it's a B. Yes. That's an excellent student. Excelling in the work. Yes. Excel. Yes. Excellent. So, in the work of the Lord, there are certain people that you have come to expect a certain level of seriousness, a certain level of excellence, a certain level of commitment. Why? Because they have excelled in the work of the Lord. Even in this house, there are certain people, if you don't see them because they have excelled in the work of the Lord, you've been wondering, where did they go? Yes. Amen. Amen. Like, for instance, if you don't see Amen for 2 weeks, you'll be wondering, where did they go? Amen. If you don't see Minister Grace for 1 week, you'll be wondering, what happened here? What's going on? What's going on here? Why? Because she excels in the work of the Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Abounding. Amazing. Always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Wow. Now, you will love this newest amplifier. You know, amplified, they are always trying to amplify things. Some of you don't know, they are versions of amplified. Yes, they are versions of amplified because you keep improving yourself, right? So it says here, always being superior. Yes. Always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. Yeah. So if you're going to attempt great things for God, I'm giving you the points. What you can do. You become immovable. Immovable. Right? Steadfast. Always abounding. Amen? Amen. You become like a statue in the house of the Lord. Do you know like a statue? A statue doesn't move every day. let me help you. Okay. Like a mountain. Okay. Do you know why people travel to mountains? Mountains don't travel to people. People travel to mountains. You become a mountain in the Lord's house. They say, I want to come and visit Living Word International Church because of the sister Lizzie is singing there. Yes, she has become a mountain there.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Don't people travel from one state to another to go and hear someone talk? Because those people have become mountains. People drive for hours to go and hear people preach. Yes, they have become mountains. You go there. They don't come to you. So, in our church, you can become a mountain. Yes, in Living Word. You can become a mountain in Living Word. Always abounding. Mountains are always there. They are always abounding. Just they're there. They don't move. Immovable. Yes. Immovable. Yes. People think, do you know that there are some people that are meant to be permanent members of this church? Permanent, like, that we will do your funeral. Yes. Yes, well, the one when you're in old age is us that will do your funeral. Yes. You don't know that. People are looking at me like there are people that are supposed to be permanent members of this church. Permanent. You are immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord at Living Word International Church. Yes. Always abounding. We do we marry you, we do your baby dedication. We do your house dedication, the car, all dedications. When Lord calls you to glory at a ripe old age, we are the ones that are still there to bury you and do your final rites. Abi, you don't want a pastor to bury you. You don't want a pastor to bury you. No, okay. Oh, you don't. So some of you don't want to. It's appointed for man to die once. Yes. So. Death is an appointment. So if luck tarries, all of us will go to heaven. We'll sleep and go to heaven. Yes, yeah. You don't want to hear death. sleep, okay. Sleep in the Lord. Sleep, okay. So when you sleep in the Lord, yes. But do you know, my point is this. Most times in today's church, people don't have that mentality anymore. That this is where I planted. I'm planted here. Ain't going nowhere. Yes. Yes. There is this beautiful mountain in America that has the pictures of the presidents or Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore doesn't come to you. You go to Mount Rushmore. Yes. Kilimanjaro, is there? Oh, I want to climb. Can Kilimanjaro? Can he come 1 mile closer? No. Kilimanjaro is not moving. You are the one going to Kilimanjaro. That is how you build legacies in the kingdom. Yeah. People now are just everywhere. Everywhere. Today you're here. Tomorrow you're here. You have nothing. There's nothing to show. Nothing to show. There's no place can say this guy or this girl has become a rock, a mountain here. So always abounding. Yes. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, do you know what that means? That means burnout. People say they leave church because they were burnout. If you're burned out, rest. You don't have to leave the church. So I'm leaving the church. I'm burnt out. Who told you have to leave the church? Okay, when you're tired of a marriage, do you leave? You know, listen. When you are tired, when you are exhausted with your partner, you're like, man, this person is on my nerves. Would you now pack your thing and leave? No. You don't leave. You rest. You tell the person, say, listen, I want to rest. Give me space. Some people say, give me space. Yes. You can take it. You can take sabbatical. Vacation. Even to the point of exhaustion. This is what I'm preaching to you. You're probably here. It's 1% of pastors talk about these kind of things. Yes. Even to the point of exhaustion. Yeah. Today we don't teach people how to work for the Lord anymore. That's why you look at churches, the number of people volunteering in the church is always low. We're always looking for people to volunteer because people have not been taught to work. Do people only want to hear that we're blessed? They don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear always doing your best and doing more than is needed in the work of the Lord. No, they don't want to hear that. No. Just tell me, Pastor, that this year is my year of expansion. I want to expand. Where are you expanding to if you cannot expand from inside here? Yes. Your expansion. Pastor preached about it. He said some people expand and the church doesn't feel it. Yep. Okay, someone said, I'm not able to give my time. You can give up your resources. You can become a... You can bankroll things. Yes. One of the ways you can attempt great things for God is that in your life, you can say, Lord, in my life, I will build you a church. Yes. Yes. Everybody here, at least somewhere in your heart, you would like to have own a home. Right? You would like to have a place that you can call a house, your own house. Am I right or wrong? Right. If you can have that dream for yourself, why can't you have a dream that in my life, I will build God a church? Yes. Why can't you have that dream? That I will build God a church, just like I want to build myself a home. Listen, any home you own is just a lease at the end of the day, because one day you won't be in that home, you'll be in heaven. That home will still be on earth if Jesus tarries. But the church you build will meet you in heaven. The church you build, you will see the reward. There's no reward for building a home on earth. In heaven, there's no reward. You know that you have a mansion. There's no reward that, this person built a mansion, so when it comes to heaven, we'll live in a mansion. No, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. There's no reward for owning a mansion on earth in heaven. None. But there is a reward for building a church on earth in heaven. Build it, furnish it, and give the pastor the keys and walk away and do it again and do it again and do it again. Oh yes. Why not? That is true expansion. Yes, when you become so blessed that you now begin to bankroll kingdom projects. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're just now unamplified. So that was just curry. Let's go to another version that will give us some time. Let's add some time to it. The CEV version, that's the contemporary English version, all right? CEV version, I'm not sure you guys have it in the media team, but I'll just read it, that's okay. He said, my dear friend, stand firm and don't be shaken. This is very contemporary. It says, always keep busy working for the Lord. You know that everything you do for Him is worthwhile. Always keep busy working for the Lord. That's the contemporary English version. You know that everything you do for Him is worthwhile. It's worthwhile. Oh my God. This media team, there's movement there. There's movement. Put your hands together for our media team. They are moving. They are abounding in the work of the Lord. My dear friends, stand firm and don't be shaken. Always keep busy working for the Lord. Talk to your neighbor and say, keep busy for the Lord. Working for the Lord. You know, someone is here thinking, you know, Mary and Martha. Listen. There was only one instance of Mary and Martha in the Bible. You cannot build your life just because of one instance that Jesus called out somebody. Because for every Mary and for every Martha, For every Mary, there are 100 Marthas that have to move the kingdom forward in service. Yes. But at that moment, Martha was out of place because, I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But the kingdom is moved by Marthas. Yes. Listen, you can sit at the feet of Jesus all you want. If you don't get up and go and share the gospel, nobody will be saved. It is service to the Lord that brings salvation to people. Yeah. So after you have sat at the feet of Jesus and you have worshipped him, you have enjoyed his presence, next thing is for you to go and find someone you can impact on. Amen? Amen. So don't be. I don't want to be Mary. I just love the Lord. I just love his feet. I want to be at his feet. That's what they call the law of balance. All right. So, and we talked about that in our camp. I told the younger daughter, I said, listen, as I begin to teach now, some of you be hearing these things and start using other scriptures to cancel it. I said, when will you grow up? I'm talking about something. For every preaching you hear, do you know there's another, you can also preach another preaching that will cancel it? Yes, sir. Do you know that? So if that's the case, then what are we doing? Let's let everybody just go home and just say, just live your life the way you want it. Don't let anybody instruct you. you get what I mean, right?
Yes.
So someone is hearing this now, working for the Lord. Say, how about love for the Lord? I'm not talking about love for the Lord. I'm talking about working for the Lord. Love for the Lord will fuel your work for the Lord. So if you love the Lord, you work for him. Yes. If you love the Lord, you work for him. Yeah. Most times people who say they love the Lord, they're just lazy. Did you see it as a laziness card to not work? Yes. I just love the Lord. I just love the Lord. I don't... The laziness card. Thank you. One more. I remember I told you that the word, this is just one scripture. One verse of a scripture. All right. NLT. Change la vision. This will be easy for the media team. We have NLT on there. That's good. There you go. I love it. It says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong. Be strong. Yes. Remember on Sunday we talked about fight. Be strong. This year of expansion, if you're going to do great things for the Lord, you have to be strong. For they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Daniel 11 and verse 32. They that know their Lord shall be strong and do exploits. That your strength is one of the proofs that you know God. Yes, how strong you are in faith. Well, not physical strength, but how strong you are in faith. Be strong. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always walk enthusiastically. Yes. Oh, yes. For the Lord. Enthusiasm. This guy, be excited to work for the Lord. Amen. Be what? Are you with me? Be what? Excited. To do something with enthusiasm, like you're excited, you know, you're excited to do. You're like, wow, this is amazing. So you mean we're going to go and win souls today? So you mean we're going to be doing a Vision 300? So you mean that this, wow, I mean, be excited. You know, Pastor has this classic story. He tells of a lady in a church that used to be, when praise and worship is going on, she used to be just so sanctimonious. She won't move. No enthusiasm. And then one day they had a fellowship somewhere in one of the brethren's house. One of the beloved brethren's house. So she came over to fellowship with the brethren. And when Pastor walked in, he said, dancing, dancing. He said, Is this the same sister I see in church? That even if the Holy Spirit is moving, the sister is nothing moves. She's immovable in the wrong thing. She's a rock. Rushmore. I think what we should say, if we catch you during praise and worship, if you're standing like a rock, we don't say Rushmore. Rushmore. This is a Rushmore. Hallelujah. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. That is so basic. It's not useless. You being in church is not useless. You giving is not useless. You loving God's people is not useless. It's not useless. You praying is not useless. It's not useless. You're not wasting your time here. You're not wasting your time. You are redeeming your time. Thank you, Pastor. You're not wasting your time. It's not useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. If you don't get it here on earth, listen, you will get it in heaven. You will. Don't let the enemy trick you out of doing things for the Lord and working for the Lord. Anything you give to the Lord on earth, if you don't see the result on earth, you will see it in heaven. It's waiting for you. It's not useless. Serving the church is not useless. Giving to the Lord is not useless. It's not useless. It's not. So don't let the enemy lie to you. You're wasting your time. You're doing something useless. No. It's not useless. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is useless. Did you come here for me or you came for the Lord? You didn't come for me because you didn't even know I was preaching. No, you came for the Lord. You didn't know I was preaching. So you didn't know that Minister Grace was going to pray. You didn't know that, unless you're on the ministerial team, of course. But you get my point. You didn't come here for a man. You didn't come here for that. You came here for the Lord. So nothing you do for the Lord. You sitting down in this church this evening, you have not wasted your time. It's not useless. It's not useless. No, it's not. Nothing you do for the Lord. Nothing you do for the Lord is useless. It's not even said. It's ever useless. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. It's not. Cannot be. Till eternity. Ever. Ever. Is ever. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. No. Those of you watching online. Someone is watching me online. This word is for you. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Leave him alone. Leave him. It's okay. It's okay. Leave him. Let him walk. Let him walk around. It's okay if he wants to walk. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. So if you're going to do great things, you must abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that what you're doing is not useless. Do you know why I say this? Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless? Because there are some times that you might feel like what you're doing is useless. Yes. The enemy will whisper to you and say, you're wasting your time. You've been doing this for a while. Nothing has changed. That person did it and nothing changed. Who told you? If a person is in heaven, you don't know what they're enjoying in heaven. It's only when we have an earthly mindset only, that's when we only see earthly rewards. We only see earthly rewards. But if we see heaven and earth, then we know that nothing we ever do for the Lord is ever useless. Yes. Leave him. It's okay. It's good that he wants to come here. Amen. Amen. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Want to preach to me, baby boy? Come here. Want to preach to me? Nothing you do for the Lord is what? Ever useless. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing you do for the Lord. Okay, for instance, the parents have been bringing this boy to church since he was born. Now, do you see what he's doing? Where is he going? Is he going to... No, he's going to the altar. Because nothing they have done for this kid and for the Lord through this boy is ever useless. He's working. He's working. His interests are for the things of the Lord. Amen. Are you seeing wanting to play drums? Come. Walk with me. Your parents' labors are not useless. Yeah. They are not. They are bound. Get on the keys, please. Help me, guys. Let's go ahead and let's wrap up tonight. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Jump on your feet tonight and give God thanks. Always abounding. Always abounding. My goodness. Hallelujah. Lift your two hands to heaven and say, Lord, I receive the grace to abound in my work for you. To do it enthusiastically. With excitement. Abounding. Excelling. In a superior way. Not being shaken. Always being busy for you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, lift your voice and begin to pray. Limbretos kotabahaya. Malambarapale gelevrote labrapapata. Lembrete gebele zubrapapande. Lembrapaya. Immovable. Lord, make me immovable. Immovable. Makaya lebrete ko satapaya. Maliapos kopataya. Rapatapaya. Make me immovable. Immovable. Always abounding. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Malekopaya. Let's go ahead and share the communion, please. Keep praying, please. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Mandalatos. Labra papapatapaya. Lapala kapaya. Whoa, kapaya. Sataya. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. It says, there's a beautiful song that says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will trust. I love this part. It says, I will remain, I will remain confident in this. I will.